friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us live and local now for a Wednesday, a hump day. Good to have you with us. Always good to be visiting with Jim Yoder. Jim is going to be with us on our hotline in just a couple of seconds, and we'll get a chance to visit with him. One of the things I want to talk to him about is the news of the day. There are two pieces, I guess, of news of the day. One, obviously, Paul Manafort getting another 47 months. So he's getting 47 months and 47 months. So roughly seven, supposedly he's going to get 7 years total. And the other piece of news is this bizarre deal involving college admission scandals at multiple universities. Tell you what, let's check in with Jim Yoder, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley. He's also a small businessman here in the Las Vegas Valley. We'll tell you about that in a little bit. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you doing? This was a surprise.
I just absolutely love it. I just love it. Tell me what you thought about the Paul Manafort. This judge could have thrown the book at him 10 more years in the slammer, but she came up short.
Well, did you see that as soon as he gets that sentence, the DA in New York throws another one at him for tax evasion and fraud? So as soon as he walked out of the courtroom, they handed him another indictment. So
wow.
He's got to go through this all again.
It's not over. It ain't over till it's over. That's what Yogi Berra used to say.
And all just for knowing Donald Trump and being his campaign manager for 5 months. If he hadn't been Donald Trump's campaign manager, he would never be appearing in these courtrooms.
Let me ask you. They said that this judge had been very anti-Trump. She's an Obama judge, supposedly.
Yes.
And that she had been very critical of Paul Manafort. Let me just ask you, did you expect more from this judge? Did you expect a tougher sentence?
I didn't expect a tougher sentence because I think what he's getting now is pretty darn tough. I mean, the guy's 70 years old. He's in a wheelchair. He's been somewhat remorseful. So he's got, a total of 81 months now, plus these new charges coming. I mean, he's going to be in prison until he's 80 years old, and I don't think he's going to make it. I mean, aren't they still holding him in solitary most of the time?
Yep.
That'll break anybody.
23 hours a day.
Yeah, I mean, that will. I'm surprised he's not broken yet. I mean, that they say that in a matter of less than 2 weeks, it can break any sane person. I don't want to find out.
Let me ask you a question, though, because this is important. How should Paul Manafort deal with this? Should he go after a pardon? And do you think the president, because the president has sounded sympathetic, relative to Paul Manafort, do you think he deserves a pardon? And do you think the president will deliver on one?
You know, these were charges up to 10 years ago, before he had anything to do with the president. It has nothing to do with the president. And I think the president is in a tough position politically if he were to issue a pardon for him, because you know how the press will misconstrue things and lead you to believe things that aren't really the facts, and it'll make it look like Trump and Manafort were in cahoots. So I, even though he had all of his convictions have nothing to do with Donald Trump, have nothing to do with Russian collusion, have nothing to do with anything with the campaign, but I still think that it would be construed as collusion, if you will, between him and Manafort. I don't think the president can afford to do it politically, and I don't see it happening.
I want to take you to the issue that bubbled up yesterday, the college admission scandal. It's incredible. 50 people have been arrested in a nationwide college admission scandal. It crosses from academia all the way into intercollegiate athletics, SAT scores, ACT scores. People now at major universities like Stanford and USC, they're being fired. They're being suspended. And many may end up in jail. Felicity Huffman. Lori Loughman, also under indictment. Let me ask you this. First of all, were you surprised by this?
You know, it's always startling when you see this initially, but then when you have time to process it and you evaluate the hypocrisy in Hollywood, and especially on the left, but definitely in Hollywood, then you really aren't too surprised because, I mean, there's no more greed in the world than in Hollywood. And these people just, enough is not enough. And I think it's a sport to them to have to cheat. I mean, when you've got the kind of money that these people have, Lori Loughlin's husband is a very famous Italian designer. I mean, he's got nothing but money. And couldn't they just get in on their own merits or who they are? I mean, in this world, unfortunately, sometimes if you're just a somebody, you can get places without having to pay anybody off just because they would want to have you amongst them or your kids amongst them. So I don't understand why these people had to pay $500,000 to get their child into a university when you would have to think they've been to the Harvard Westlakes of L.A., the finest schools in Los Angeles, and become prepped properly to take an ACT or SAT. I mean, it's not that difficult a test, and you would think they'd have all the privileges of a great education growing up from the time they were in kindergarten, so why would they need to do this in the first place?
Jim Yoder joining us, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley. You've done this college admissions thing with your kids, and I'm just curious, do we put too much pressure not only on the kids, but on ourselves as parents? I mean, we want our kids to go to a prestigious university, but do we put too much pressure on everybody?
Gosh, I don't think so. I mean, it should be human nature that you want to do well in life. That the pressure should come from within, just for pride, I would think. I never put any pressure on my kids to do or not to do anything or go to any school. They chose the school they went to, and they went to it, and they did fine, and I pretty much stayed out of their business. I just assumed they were going to class and doing what you were supposed to do. But we certainly didn't have to use any nefarious ways to get into school or to stay in school. You just do it the way most people do it. I just don't understand why these celebrities feel so entitled that they can do these things. And I guarantee you this, too. I mean, what do you bet that these people that donated these 500,000 chunks to these charities also took a tax write-off for a charitable contribution?
No, they did.
I guarantee you they did that.
They did.
Oh, Okay.
I mean, you know, to compound the felony, so to speak. Yeah, they did take it.
Yeah, well, I don't see them putting actresses into jail. I don't think that will happen. But I bet some people go to jail. This singer guy who took a total of $25 million plus, I would think he may be seeing some jail time and some significant fines.
Let me ask you, though, the notion of the universities. How much do you think the universities knew this was going on?
Well, wouldn't they have to? This is what I don't understand. By the way, you know, the Obama girls tennis coach is one of them.
Yep.
Who got fired. But the way I understand it is they fabricated sporting abilities and to say that they were going to become a member of a team that they had never even participated in that sport. Well, wouldn't somebody at the university say, wait a minute, we've given these scholarships out, we've let these people in to be on this team. Where are they? Why am I not watching them? I mean, that just I can't bring those two things together. I don't understand how the upper management of a university would not know it.
Let me ask you the whole notion. We've done this with affirmative action, where we've held slots for certain types of people, and I guess my question: did it begin with? I mean, is what we're seeing is essentially an offshoot of affirmative action, except affirmative action for really rich people.
Yeah, it's just circumventing. It's just another form of it, but it's just circumventing the giving the depending on what your skin color is or what your heritage is, you can get in for free. These people just buy their way in. But how about the people who are really qualified, who go through the system the way they should? They take the test, do well, and then all of a sudden they don't get in. I know kids that have. I mean, when we were in college, a 4.0 was about as high as you can get. Now they've got it, so you can get up to like a 4.5. And I know of people that have those type of grades, 4.5s, and can't get into the school of their choice. Yet these people. I mean, how about this David Hogg kid down in Florida? He got a 1270 on the his SAT, and he got into Harvard when the average SAT to get into Harvard is 1470. So how did this guy get in? He's a D student. So I think this has been going on a long, long time. I mean, President Obama was an admitted D student in high school, yet he got into Columbia and Harvard and Occidental and L.A. How did he get in?
Good question. More to come. Jim Yoder joining us, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley from beautiful Indian Wells. What's the weather doing down in Indian Wells today?
We have a beautiful day today, but it's been very few and far in between this winter. We've had not a really pleasant winter for this area. Of course, we're not in the Midwest, but it's beautiful today. 75 and sunny and just a Chamber of Commerce day.
More to come with Jim Yoder as we continue. It is live and local now.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
This is Amy Emanuel, your Republican candidate for Las Vegas City Council Ward 1. I was raised with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and monetary responsibility. Las Vegas wants a representative that will support small business and spur job growth, promote pedestrian safety, and tackle our chronic homeless issue. I have the integrity and necessary experience to do this job. Please support me at the polls this April 2nd. A vote for Amy Emanuel will guarantee another conservative voice on the Las Vegas City Council, paid for and authorized by Committee to Elect Amy Emanuel.
It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Jim Yoder joining us, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley, joining us. Jim, let me just say, just to wrap up this whole thing, this college admission scam, where do you place the blame? I mean, if I know there's a lot of blame to go around on this thing, but as you analyze it, I mean, the adults in the room, that's the parents, and I put a lot of emphasis there. As you look at this, Who's to blame for this stupid thing?
Greed is to blame. There's greed all around. They can't play by the rules. I mean, the singer guy. I mean, how does this get started? Who has the intestinal fortitude who would take a risk like this to initiate it? To me, I would be scared to death to approach somebody and suggest a scam like this for fear that A, what they would think about me, but B, you get caught in something like this and you're gonna go down. But I don't know how these things get started. But how about the hypocrisy of it from the parents? And then these parents are the same people out here preaching to us on talk television about how we should live our lives and what's wrong with us if we're conservatives and this. And they're all liberals. I mean, you know, this William H. Macy and this Felice D. Huffman, they were all over Hillary Clinton in 2016 and how great Hillary is and all that, and telling us how we should live our lives, and yet they pull these scams. That's what bothers me, is it's just the hypocrisy of it all. But it's got to start with the parents. I mean, what kind of example are you setting for your kids when you let your kids know that they're not good enough to get in by the operating within the system, and that we have to pay these fortunes just so you can perform on an equal playing field with everybody else who earned their way in. That's what bothers me. I mean, these kids, how inferior are they going to feel about themselves?
Let me ask you, parents going to jail, parents going to prison. You like the idea?
I never liked the idea of parents going to prison, but I like people who break the law paying the price. I don't see these people going to prison for this. I just don't see it unless they can just come in with the fraud. I mean, I think taking the tax deduction for the donation to the charity might qualify for that. But I would think they definitely need a slap on the wrist, or I mean, more than a slap on the wrist. I wouldn't have a problem with 6 months in jail just to set the example. I mean, somebody's got to start setting the example for these lawbreakers, or we will have a total lawless society, which we're approaching as we sit here.
The guy, Rick Singer, the mastermind, if you will. And I'm just curious, this guy siphoned off something like $25 million over 10 years. $25 million. Yeah. What should happen to him? My guess is he's going to, plea bargain his way out of this thing?
Well, is he the mastermind? I assume he's the mastermind. He came up with it. But I mean, he had a pretty elaborate system here. He was photoshopping kids' faces on other people's bodies to demonstrate that they played these sports and et cetera. I think he will definitely probably go down. I think he will go down. But wouldn't it be something to see Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman in handcuffs going to jail for 6 months or a year or 2 years? I just don't see that happening the way this is Los Angeles, I guess they have to appear in Massachusetts. So people in Massachusetts aren't going to be nearly as starstruck as if they were going into Superior Court in Los Angeles. Because if you're a celebrity in L.A., nothing ever happens to you. You have to be pretty blatant to get any jail time in L.A.
Wow. Jim, it's always good, man. The time always flies. Thank you so much for joining us. I know we'll do this again in a week or so. Thanks so much, man.
Hey, I'll see you in the studio next Tuesday, Kevin.
Sounds good. Jim Yoder joining us from beautiful Indian Wells. Coming up on the show, you know what we do? It's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. This is where you call in. You talk about what it is that matters to you. It may be this college admission scandal. Some are saying it's just affirmative action for really rich people. And I'm not saying really rich white people, because the fact is, this is not about white privilege. This is about privilege, period. That's what we're talking about. Stick around. In fact, our lines are jammed right now. We got folks dialing in right now. They want to be a part of our wall-to-wall free-for-all. I want you to be. Here's the number, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program live and local now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all where you call the topic. That's what we do each and every day from noon, from 11:30 till noon. And what this is, it's kind of a reversal. The first 2.5 hours, we tell you what it is we're going to talk about. Okay. In our final half hour, you tell us what it is that interests you. Let's go to Las Vegas. Let's go to Steven. Steven, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yes, Kevin. Good morning. This is going to be a tough one because I was on hold yesterday, so I've got to do a double take here. I hope I can encourage you to remove scary from your vocabulary. I'm afraid, folks, that we're in a war, and just because most people don't recognize it yet doesn't mean that it isn't around us, and they can't do anything to us. It's up to us to get out of it and figure out what's going on. I want to comment about the blame situation, because I don't usually play the blame game, but the government, Mr. Jim Yoder, said something that we may have a lawless society. Well, didn't we have an administration selling arms to Mexico? And what happened? Oh, their drug gangs started murdering thousands of people. But nobody got prosecuted for running all those drugs there, even though some immigration couple agents were killed by those guns on the border. And it doesn't really make any difference now when you're convicted. If those people used the Hillary Clinton defense, they were just grossly negligent and they had no intent to violate the law. They should get off scot-free, just like Hillary did, shouldn't they, Kevin?
Well, hey, you know what? If you set the bar way low, which is what the Obama administration did. You set the bar low, others are going to want to lower it. This, to me, is as low as you can get. This is about as low as you can get. Wendy, you're on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about today?
Hi, Kevin. How are you today?
I am great, Wendy. What's up?
Okay, nothing. I wanted to talk about the college scam that's going on right now.
Yes.
Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin are registered Democrats, which is not surprising at all. And I think that nobody seems to be talking about the tax evasion charges that they should be indicted on. I mean, this is tax evasion free and clear. And that other gentleman that had mentioned earlier about actresses never going to jail, the Giudices are in jail. I mean, Teresa Giudice is in jail for a year for tax evasion. Joe Giudice is serving a 41-month sentence for tax evasion. They should not be exempt because they're celebrities.
I agree.
They should be made an example.
So you're saying they deserve hard time?
Absolutely they deserve hard time. There should be no exceptions made. Absolutely not.
And we've seen celebrities in the news just in the last couple of weeks. R. Kelly.
Exactly.
And if there's going to be justice for R. Kelly, so if there's going to be justice for R. Kelly, there should be justice for Felicity Huffman.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you on that one. And I think that they should be made an example of, because this is a widespread issue in colleges across America. And it's something that's always been kind of hush-hush and not talked about. I'm glad it's being blown open.
Let me ask you this, though. The kids. We haven't heard anything about the kids. What should happen to the kids? Ground them for 6 months?
I think an expulsion should be automatic. Because these kids knew what their grades were. And if you look at some of the Instagram and the social media posts, especially on that Olivia Jade, I think it's Lori, one of Lori's daughters. I mean, they had no interest. Some of them had no interest in school whatsoever. They knew what their grades were. So there has to be some culpability on their part as well, I would imagine.
Well, I will tell you this. This is the worst of the worst. And I'm going to tell you why. Because this isn't just parents, it's not just kids, it's not just the universities, it's all of the above. It's not even just about Rick Singer. Rick Singer
exactly
dangled the carrot, and these parents grabbed at it. I mean, they were opening up their checkbooks like crazy. $500,000? Okay.
You're 100%.
Well, and that there are probably other Rick Singers.
Exactly. Yes, correct.
Wow. Wendy, thanks, dear. I appreciate it. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. In fact, you can join us right now, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Tell you what, let's go to Robert. Robert, you're up, and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. I want to say thank you for the fine job you're doing. I have one question. I was wondering how many of those crooks for the college scam were Republicans and how many were Democrats. I wish you guys could figure that one out. And the other thing is, since they let that illegal alien that murdered that girl walking with her dad in California go,
Kate Steiner.
This crap is over, Trump should pardon Manafort and have a party for him.
Whoa. Politically, I don't know how that would not fly. I'll just put it that way. I don't think that would fly. I want you to hear, because a lot of you have still, believe it or not, not heard the charges that these people are dealing with. Let's go to cut 7, because this is Andrew Lelling. And while one of the the worst parts of this is cheating on the SAT. Most of us, all of us, I think, all of us, what is it, at the end of the junior year or something like that? We all do the SAT test. Anybody wants to go to college takes this test, standardized testing. I can't even tell you what I was. I couldn't begin to tell you. But I will say this. This is what this is corruption at every level. Kids, parents, school administrator. I think the school administrators knew exactly what was going on. Either that or they were looking the other way on purpose. I really honestly believe that. I will say this. I think there's a lot of blame to go around. But I have a feeling this goes deeper. I have a feeling we're going to get more universities. I mean, these are the ones they caught. These are the ones they actually caught. Let's go to Andrew Lelling. And he says this scandal goes way, 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 way beyond SATs.
Beyond the SAT and ACT scam, parents also paid Singer money that he then used to bribe coaches and administrators to designate their children as recruited athletes for various schools. In return for bribes, coaches would use slots that their schools had allocated to them for the recruitment of athletes instead to take the applicants Singer had identified. Singer worked with the parents to fabricate impressive athletic profiles for their kids, including fake athletic credentials or honors, or fake participation in elite club teams. In many instances, Singer helped parents take staged photographs of their children engaged in particular sports. Other times, Singer and his associates used stock photos that they pulled off the internet, sometimes photoshopping the face of the child onto the picture of the athlete and submitting it in support of the applications for these children to elite schools. In one example, the head women's soccer coach at Yale, in exchange for $400,000, accepted an applicant as a recruit for the Yale women's team, despite knowing that the applicant did not even play competitive soccer. The student was in fact admitted, and afterward, the student's family paid Singer $1.2 million for that service. In addition to the standardized test scam and the college admissions scam, Singer also arranged for someone to take online high school classes in place of certain students so that those students could submit higher grades as part of their overall college application packages. The parents' payments to Singer for these services were made, at least in part, as charitable contributions to the sham charity that Singer had set up. At his direction, employees of the charity sent Singer's clients acknowledgement letters, falsely confirming that no goods or services had been exchanged for the purported donation. This enabled the parents to not only mask the true nature of the payment, but also take the tax write-off at the end of the year.
There you have it. Interesting. Interesting. Now, let's take it a step further. Because cut eight is where he actually, this Andrew Lelling, who is the federal prosecutor, U.S. attorney, the District of Massachusetts, this is where he unveils the charges and who got charged.
Overall, today we have charged three people who organized these scams, two SAT or ACT exam administrators, one exam proctor, one college administrator, nine coaches at elite schools, and 33 parents who paid enormous sums to guarantee their children's admission to certain schools through the use of bribes and fake academic and athletic credentials. A central defendant in the scheme, William Singer, will plead guilty today to charges of racketeering conspiracy, money laundering conspiracy, conspiracy to defraud the United States, and obstruction of justice. Singer allegedly ran a college counseling service and something called the Key Worldwide Foundation. Between roughly 2011 and 2018, wealthy parents paid Singer about $25 million in total to guarantee their children's admission to elite schools, including Yale, Georgetown, Stanford, the University of Southern California, the University of Texas, UCLA, and Wake Forest.
These are name brand institutions. These are name brand institutions. This is not the Little Sisters of the Poor. This is name brand big elite universities. We'll talk more about this coming up. We'll also get to more of your calls. You want to join us? We'll be a part of the show. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the sun, and I'm confused. On most days, you're all, oh, I love the sun, it's the best. But when you're driving, you're like, wah, the sun's in my eyes. What do you want from me? I shine when I shine. Like right now, you're driving around a curve in the highway, I hit you square in the face and you don't see the car in front of you stop short. And if you've got cut-rate insurance, well, that's not too bright. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Are you in good hands?
Call Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation. Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
Hi, I'm Daniel Hontru, Senior Policy Analyst for Nevada Policy. When the Nevada legislature is in session, there are a lot of special interests trying to tell lawmakers how to spend your tax dollars. Lobbyists, labor unions, cronies from all industries, they're all in Carson City trying to get a piece of your hard-earned money. So, who's speaking on behalf of you, on behalf of taxpayers? That's why this year, Nevada Policy is on the ground in Carson City. I'm here, in the legislature, making sure that real Nevadans, taxpayers, parents, and business owners have a voice this session. It's more important than ever that we take an active role this year. Allpolicy.org to track the bills we're watching and to stay up to date about how lawmakers are trying to spend your money. Be sure to visit Nevada Policy's online legislative tracker to follow the issues that matter the most at NevadaPolicy.org. That's NevadaPolicy.org, because someone has to speak for taxpayers this session.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, Join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Okay, I want you to hear cut number three, because this is Alan Dershowitz. He was on Fox, I guess, yesterday. And his reaction, it only runs a minute, but it's his reaction to this whole major college scandal. Now, I should tell you, this guy has been a part of elite universities, including Harvard, for going on 40 or 45 years. This guy has seen the system in place. Let's go to cut three, though. And this is Alan Dershowitz yesterday on Fox News Channel.
This is the worst scandal involving elite universities in the history of the United States. Let there be no doubt about this. Nobody can diminish the importance of this, involving as it does some of the major, major universities in the country. Look, every individual who's charged should be presumed innocent. We have to wait and hear the evidence. But this involves the most elite universities, coaches, the SAT, the ACT. This is really one of the great scandals of the 21st century. Having said that, I think it's just the tip of the iceberg. Remember, this doesn't involve the super, super rich. The super, super rich buy buildings for the university. Yeah. They donate hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. They don't have to worry about their kids getting in. This involves the very rich, the people who can't quite afford to give a building, but can afford to spend $5 or $6 million.
Interesting. Now, I wonder what we say. Because I think there's a justification here that people are trying to come to, which is, how is this different than somebody who's mega rich and plants their name on a new library on a given college campus with the wink, wink, nod, nod understanding that their legacy, their grandkids or their kids, will end up getting into that prestigious college? That's been going on since I was in college. That's been going on for decades. And all of a sudden now, we've got people that want to take it a step further. People that are not so rich that they can just plunk their name on a building. That's the difficulty. And that's why this is so objectionable. That this is people that aren't rich enough to build a building or put their name on a building on campus, but they are rich enough to cough up a check for $500,000. That's what we're looking at here. That's exactly what we're looking at. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. It's 844-263-8232. Obviously, you want to talk about something else. You are welcome to do so. You are welcome to do so. And one of the things we're talking about is this whole notion of who is to blame. Is it the parents? I am convinced if the parents aren't willing to open up their checkbooks and cut checks for $500,000... Then there is a difficulty. If there's not somebody that's willing to cut a check, then this problem goes away. But the problem is there are parents that either believe in college and university education so much that they're willing to cheat. to get their kid into a prestigious college. That's what we're looking at here. And one of the things that I think is important to keep in mind. If none of these parents were willing to open their checkbook, Jimmy Singer would be out of business. Jimmy Singer wouldn't have anybody to sell this service to. That's the problem. You've got parents out there who are willing to do this. You've got parents willing to make this investment. And if the parents don't do this, then Jimmy Singer doesn't have a business. He doesn't have any business. In fact, let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, wow. You wouldn't expect to be that fast. Great. First-time caller. All these people calling in, they're such a bunch of mental midgets. They talk about this and they talk about that, but they'll have people work on their car that are illegals. They have people doing their lawns and their trees that are illegals. They go to the restaurants and they're supporting all these people through their monies, trying to save money instead of hiring a person that's in the bush, helping the people over down the street, the kid that just got out of college that doesn't have a job. Why don't they think outside the box? We have got to stop supporting these people. That's why they're here. We've got to shut off their water of flow of money and all the other things to keep them supported, to keep them afloat. And they get a job. As soon as they come here, they've got a job through one of these companies. They call their cousins and uncles and nieces. They've got a job before they get here.
Good point. I mean, there's a lot of that going on. But remember, these are mega rich people. Anyway, that's going to do it for today. We'll tee it up again tomorrow. Wayne Allen Root, War Now, will join us. I'll ask him what he thinks. He's got kids in college. Of course, he homeschooled. Did a great job of it, too, by the way. We'll do that tomorrow. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now. Don't know what we can see. I like to dream. Yes, there's a right between the sun machine. On the cloud of sound, I drift in the night. Any place it goes is right. I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.